Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Welcome back, Yankee fan. This is the Chase for 28 podcast. This is episode number 68. My name is Chris, and I am joined again by the podcast Padre, my dad. What's going on, Pop?
Not that baseball season started. We're off to a really exciting win yesterday. Game two being played as we speak.
Yes. Let me just express my unhappiness that game two is on Apple Plus. What the hell?
I know. I just told you I was having trouble getting the Yes app working, like just about half the country does. Got it working today, and then I found out game's on Apple TV tonight. Oh, well.
Well, for
watch the game tomorrow.
Yeah, for you who's listening in the future, you know what the Yankees did. Whereas right now, I'm looking at it, we're losing 1-0, bottom of the second, Rodon on the mound in his brand new sweaty gray road jersey. Did you see any of these highlights yesterday? Talking about the uniforms?
With the uniform? Yeah, I saw the comparison where it used to be like outlined in the white trim.
No, forget that. So the uniforms, it looks like maybe like what, like Man O' War, no white trim, nothing on the sleeves.
Yeah.
New York in navy, no outline, number not outlined in white on the back, a la Michael K. But in the game yesterday, like, these guys are sweating. They look like old men playing softball, that their gray jerseys are, it's like a lighter gray, but where they're sweating, it's turning into this like dark heather gray. It looks gross.
I did not notice.
I know they're supposed to be lighter and, you know, wick away the moisture, but it's just putting the moisture on display. Judge looked like he was just in the gym pumping iron for 4 hours.
Well, I guess all the people who think baseball's not a hard sport to play, they were wrong. Look, the guy sweat.
Now we can see the sweat, yes. But it just...
There you go.
I don't remember seeing them sweat in the old uniforms. The only time a guy looked wet was when he got the water dumped on him at the end of a game.
Is this going to ruin the baseball season for you?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Get over it. Anyway, so we got the game on. If anything happens, we'll talk about what I'm seeing here. But as we said in the last episode here for the 2024 season, we are going to do something a little different with our trivia. And we asked a trivia question in our last episode, number 67, and we're going to give you the answer now. And we'll have a brand new trivia question at the end of this episode. So, Padre, what was last week's question?
The question was, in 1956, Mickey Mantle won the Triple Crown in the American League. What was so special about it?
All right. We did get a guess on social media through our Twitter, at Chase for 28 Pod. So I definitely want to give that person credit. So Jay DiPaolo, at Jay DiPaolo on Twitter, he answered the question with a question, and he said, first switch hitter to do it? And that's going to be my guess. Was Mickey Mantle the first switch hitter to win the Triple Crown?
Well, I'm going to give you both partial credit. He was actually the first and only switch hitter to ever win a Triple Crown. But that was not what really made it extra special.
Extra special. All right, go ahead.
The extra special thing was, not only did he lead the American League in home runs, RBIs, and batting average, he led the major league in home runs, batting average, and RBIs.
So, Triple Crown for the entire league, not just the American League.
Yes, he had the major league triple crown.
Now, how many times has that been done?
I tried looking into that. I was Googling it. I think he's the only one. And I'm sure if I'm wrong, somebody will send something in.
All right, so we're saying, or you're saying, that Mickey Mantle is the only triple crown winner to lead all of Major League Baseball in the triple crown categories.
Yep.
And you got That's to see him play too, say. Right? But more at the tail end.
Yeah, by the time I was following it, I think I told you, there was an Old Timers Day game. It was, now here we go, we go way back, 1966. I saw him in the regular game, not the Old Timers game, against the Los Angeles Angels, batting right-handed. He hit a grand slam to the upper deck in right field. So he went the opposite way with a grand slam.
Wow.
The Yankees scored two other runs that day. See, you remember these things. Tommy Tresh hit a two-run homer to left field. That's six runs. P.S., they lost 7-6.
Oh, that was the 60s Yankees, wasn't it?
66 Yankees, yep. Those were the days. Those were the days.
All right. Well, let's turn our attention to the present day. I'm not going to attempt to do math live on a podcast, but it's 2024. And yesterday, the Yankees had opening day. All the pomp and circumstance down in Houston at Minute Maid Park. It's still Minute Maid Park? Minute Maid Park, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah, Minute Maid, Tropicana, some juice. I don't know.
Some juice. And the Yankees come away with the 5-4 win against the Astros on opening day. I'll be honest, it did not look good. I was on my way to your house in the afternoon, and by the time I got there, they were down 4-0.
Yeah, that first inning, I mean, you heard it on the radio when I was watching it. Cortez, he just didn't have control. His pitches were either a little outside or they were a little, like a little up and in. He just didn't have that control in the first inning. Like, he walked two batters and a couple of hits. So he just looked off. Then in the second inning, that home run was a low inside pitch. It's like the guy just like swung down and just like he just hit it just right. But after that, I think they said he did 33 pitches. And then in the next three innings, I think he threw another 33 pitches. So he found his way. He shut him down.
He did find his way. He did not pick up the win, but in the game, he went five innings. Gave up five hits, four runs, all four earned. He walked two, struck out five, gave up a homer. Needless to say, he's not in the running for Cy Young because his ERA is 7.20. But that means nothing at this point.
Means nothing.
The bullpen certainly had it on lockdown yesterday. So
definitely. They did their job. Yep.
Cortez was backed up by Johnny Lasagna, a fan favorite.
Yep.
Ian Hamilton. And
he did good. He did really good.
Yeah. Loaisiga was credited with the win. He went two innings, gave up four hits, struck out one. Hamilton, an inning pitched, gave up one hit, one strikeout, and Clay Holmes got his first save of the season.
Clay Holmes must have done some good deed. He was walking a tightrope.
Yeah, so he pitched the bottom of the ninth, gave up three hits, but no runs.
Three hits and no runs, yep.
So obviously, he's going to get hopefully better as the season goes on. What were some other takeaways for you from yesterday?
Well, I remember last week we were talking about Mr. Soto.
Yes.
And we made mention of, I remember I said, he's from the National League and they say he's not that good defensively and, got to wait and watch some games and see how he's doing. Well, in the ninth inning, I have absolutely no problem with him playing right field in his arm.
He done came up big yesterday. And you know what? He makes the good throw, but Trevino makes the play on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He didn't block the plate, which I was surprised when the ump came out and they made that call that there was no blocking of the plate. I wasn't even thinking of that, when watching it. But I remember.
And that's a rule now, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's a couple of years now. Yeah, you can't block the base.
And they got a thing now at second base. It happened in a Mets spring training game where Lindor was trying to take a guy out on a steal, and he was called safe because he was "quote unquote" blocking the base a little too much.
Oh, that happened actually in today's Met game. You didn't see the highlights? There was a little brouhaha. What is it? Hoskins, I think, is now playing for San Diego.
Reese Hoskins. Okay.
Reese Hoskins. Yep. Mets were trying to turn a double play, McNeil at second base, and Hoskins like slid through the bag and he just like whacked McNeil, like took his back leg out and he rolled over, and you know, McNeil is standing above him, and just like Hoskins isn't moving, and McNeil is just like yelling at him, pointing at him. And they did a replay to see if there was anything illegal about it. And they said, as long as Hoskins, he still had his hand on the bag. So he slid within, you know, you can slide anywhere. As long as you can reach the bag, you're good. And, but they said, of course, I think he played for Philadelphia. So there's bad blood.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, but then when he was walking off the field, like he turned to McNeil and he did like the little teary eyed thing, like rubbing under his eyes, like, oh, you cry, baby. So, the next couple of games at a Citi Field might be interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm not watching them either, so.
That's true. Yeah, tempers flared Friday during the season opener at Citi Field. All right, I'll take a look at those highlights. But yeah, so, I mean, Soto comes up big. And at the plate, you know, we don't get, you know, a home run yesterday. So, you know, got a home run from an unlikely source on opening day.
Yes.
Did you have Cabrera hitting a home run on opening day on your bingo card?
No, I lost.
Yeah,
two hits.
He did.
Yeah.
So as we look at this lineup, okay, here's something that confused me. Why is Gleyber Torres leading off?
Who else did you want to lead off? There's only one other choice. I want to see if you say it.
I would say Volpe.
Yeah. I think it was either or. And I think Torres is leading off again tonight. And I think they got it in the back of their mind. Like they tried it with Volpe last year and, you know, it really didn't work out. And now this year they're talking about, oh, you know, he changed his swing. He's got a more level swing, putting the ball in play, hitting the ball the other way. I think they're just saying to him, like, start the season, relax. And if we see you doing all this, if LeMahieu doesn't come back right away, you know, then it could be you. And if LeMahieu does come back and LeMahieu hits, then you go back to batting ninth and you got like that double leadoff hitter in that position.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we might see Volpe in the leadoff spot.
I think he's got to hit his way there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get on base consistently and
draw walks, get on base, put the ball in play.
Speaking of because walks, that's what Soto did yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I think they had what? I think they had nine walks yesterday.
Nine walks, struck out 10 times.
Yeah, 10 times. I don't want to see that. That to me, that's reminiscent of last year, double digit strikeouts.
Yeah.
Although in the positive thing is you got all the strikeouts, the walks, they're making the other pitchers throw a lot of pitches. They're getting into the bullpen.
Yes. I want to see their Valdez. He 86 pitches. Does that sound like it might be right?
Probably.
86 pitches, 45 for strikes from Valdez. Nestor Cortes threw 76 pitches, 54 for strikes.
Yeah. I mean, first game of the season, 86 pitches. And it's if you do 86 pitches, I mean, if you're throwing it in four or five innings, that's a lot.
Yeah. He pitched into the fifth, four and two thirds.
Again, I say that's a lot by today's standards. Way back when, that was nothing.
Oh, we got a little action here.
Oh, what's going on?
Yankees have first and second, two outs. Juan Soto with a base hit, advancing Cabrera to second.
So Mr. Judge is up?
The pitch we saw him get called on a strike three yesterday, that high curveball, he just smoked it into center field for a base hit.
Okay.
So as we're doing this recording, Yankees, top of the third, first and second, two outs.
All right. So maybe Mr. Judge will come through.
Yeah. Didn't come through yesterday.
He had a double to left. Struck out twice though.
Struck out twice. He walked. So he was 1-for-4 with a walk and two strikeouts. 1-for-4.
He was giving me the impression he was out in front of everything.
And he just popped it up and bounced it off the roof.
Foul wall?
Nope. Pop out to just behind second base.
I thought you said he bounced it off the roof.
Yeah, he hit it straight up.
Oh. That's a home run in a silo.
That's true. So after two innings of play, 1-0 Astros. All right. Where else do we want to go with this?
Okay.
So we got Rodon on the mound tonight, and we gave up a run.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, that's an improvement. Well, look, everybody's not going to pitch a shutout, my dear boy.
I know. So even yesterday when I was coming over and they're down 4-0, I'm like, all right, would it be nice to win on opening day? Sure. Is it going to be annoying if they lose 4 or 5-0 on opening day? Yeah. But they clawed their way back. The gritty, gutty Yankees. So.
Yeah. Well, just remember, and I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but remember in 1998, they lost their first four games of the season.
Yes, they were not very good the first, you know, two and a half weeks of the season.
No. Then it was Boss Steinbrenner and Torrey, and don't worry, we'll be all right. And they were.
Yes. Another takeaway yesterday, I don't want to say I was impressed, like I didn't expect it, but Verdugo played a nice left field yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And if I'm going back to that box score, he was 1-for-3, got his first Yankee RBI.
Yeah, he did the sacrifice fly to left.
And he was the only Yankee that did not strike out yesterday.
His base hit was a little, excuse me, off the top of the bat and the late swing, a little over the infield. But hey, what do they say? It's a line drive in the box score tomorrow.
Yes. All right. So the rest of this series, there's not much to say more about opening day. I mean, we got a long season to go. Right now, the Yankees are on pace to win 162 games.
Let me know how that works out.
Yeah, we'll see. It'd probably be 1-1 after tonight. That's just the way it'll go.
Hey, AJ, is that you?
No, but the upcoming trivia question that we'll share before the end of the episode does come from the podcast Paisano himself. But as we look ahead at the rest of this series, going into Saturday and Sunday, obviously you're listening to it on Saturday. If you get this the day it comes out, we will have the Yankee debut of Marcus Stroman. That's exciting.
He's always wanted to be a Yankee. Now's his chance.
Again, he shut down. We went through all of our preview, didn't mention him once in last week's episode. So, I mean, he shut down his social media, looking like he's going to hopefully bear down. I've heard some people say that Stroman, while a good pitcher, are concerned about his style of pitching and pitching in Yankee Stadium, that he gives up a lot of fly balls and that could lead to a lot of home runs being given up at home. So maybe he might be a better pitcher on the road. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I remember him from when he was on Toronto, and I'd never liked seeing him come into Yankee Stadium to pitch against the Yankees. He was always really tough on them. Now, granted, you're talking, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a little older now. Time will tell. I mean, so you fly ball pitcher. Good. Make them hit all the fly balls to center field and left center field. What can I tell you?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, what'll be will be. You know, I think he's...
Oh, real quick, Verdugo with another big play in left field as I'm watching this.
Catching a fly ball?
Catching a fly ball. Opposite field line drive off the bat of Yordan Alvarez, looking like it's going in the gap. And he comes up with one of these...
That was like that catch he made yesterday going into the gap.
Just basically did nothing in front of that 366 sign in left center.
Oh, yeah. That was a tremendous catch he made last night.
Yeah. Basically the same thing.
Okay. All right. Sign him up.
There you go. So Stroman on the hill later today, again, game 3. We got Clark Schmidt on the mound on Sunday in that fourth starter role.
Hopefully new and improved and wiser, Clark Schmidt. Looking for good things from him this year.
Yes. And then hopefully we win this series. You know, 2 out of 4, 3 out of 4, we'll take it. And then the Yankees head to Arizona, which is kind of nice because they don't have any off days or any of this stuff built in because they're playing in 2 climate-controlled environments.
Yeah.
So they will be in Arizona April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we'll have... Luis Gil making his season debut as the 5th starter on Monday in Arizona. I am very excited for that because I remember even a couple of years ago, maybe even the first season that we did this show, I was high on him as a minor leaguer and wanting him to get that chance and just seemed like there's something there. So I'm really excited that he's going to get that shot. No offense to Will Warren. He'll get his time too.
No, he's next up.
Yeah. And then in Arizona, so it'll be Gil, Nestor, and Rodon. Then we get an off day, and then we have the home opener.
Home opener, yep.
Got a 3-game series against the Blue Jays, so not an easy stretch here for the Yankees. And you'll have Stroman on the hill for the home opener, followed by Schmidt and Heel next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right, this is where AJ and I typically have done little predictions, so we try to kind of keep track of some of this. So what do you think they're going to do the rest of the way in Houston? And let's predict their wins and losses for the week. You could even include tonight's game because we don't know what happened yet.
That's right. We don't know what happened. All right. So 3 games left in Houston, 3 in Arizona. I'll go with win the series. So if you can take 3 out of 4 here and 2 out of 3 in Arizona, I could accept it. If they come out of it above 500, If you're one game above 500, fine. Just so get off on a winning note.
Well, I mean, that sounds like next Friday when we're recording, they should be 5-2.
Five and two, or at least 4-3.
I'll sign up for that. Nope. I'll hope for 5-2.
Yes. Just do that. Come home. Have the fans yell and scream.
Hope the weather's going to be nice.
I saw a weather report tonight.
Oh, no.
Well, it didn't go all the way, but like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's not looking good.
And there is no off day built in there either. So it's not like they're going to bump that home opener to Thursday and give them off on Friday. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series there.
Yeah, well, I guess you're at the point now where, well, you know, who are they playing? Toronto, you said?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they're coming back. So if anything happened, they don't like to schedule those doubleheaders anymore. Those were fun way back when. You went to a doubleheader.
Oh, Verdugo with almost a great diving play.
Again, they're testing him out.
Running in, just a little bit of bobble in the glove, didn't secure the catch, but full extension, forward dive, Superman style.
All right. So
he was held to a single, and Bregman is up. And we got a pop fly. Two left. Verdugo makes... Nope. Did not make the catch, but he was in foul territory, bumping up against the wall. So, there you go. All right. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, Bergman is younger than I thought he was.
He's a free agent after this year, too.
Yeah.
So, on this replay, he did not even make contact with the ball, but he went into the wall.
Oh, hopefully he's okay.
He got up. He's a ball player.
That's right. Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. He's got the tattoos to back it up. He's a tough guy. Full sleeve, both arms. Yikes. All right. You ready for this episode's Yankee Baseball Brain Buster?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is from the podcast Paisano AJ. He asks, or says, this player homered from both sides of the plate in the same game 5 times during his tenure with the Yankees. He also did it at least once with 4 other teams. Name the player.
Ooh.
So I will put that out there one more time. And again, get your guesses in via email, voicemail, or on social media. This player homered from both sides of the plate in the same game 5 times during his time with the Yankees. He also did it at least once with 4 other teams. Name the player.
That's a good one. I'm going to have to think about that one.
I'll be honest. I think he got it off some calendar. He did not make that question up himself.
Give AJ credit.
I'll give AJ credit when he calls in or shows up.
Who's that by the window over there behind you?
So that is the our Yankee trivia question. We'll have the answer for you in our next episode, which, if my calculations are correct, that's going to be episode 69.
You want me to call your mother?
Please don't. Not while I'm here. So we will be back while the Yankees are playing Toronto in their home opener next Friday. Oh, no, we'll record after the home opener because that should be a 1 o'clock game, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Home opener, definitely an afternoon game.
Yeah, definitely afternoon. So that'll do it for this episode, number 68. Before we let you go, we want to thank SeatGeek for supporting the Chase for 28 podcast. If you want to get tickets to Yankee baseball games in Yankee Stadium or around the country, check out the SeatGeek app for your ticketing needs. Use our code CHASEFOR28 at checkout, and you can save $20 on your first order. You can connect with us on social media. We are at CHASEFOR28POD on Twitter, and you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, so please share the show with a fellow Yankee fan, and we want to hear your thoughts, answering the trivia question, giving us your theories, bitching and moaning, whatever. You're a Yankee fan. We want to hear from you. Go to chasefor28.com/voicemail. That'll do it for this episode. For the podcast Padre, I'm Chris, and we'll see you next episode. You can say goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next week.